Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. Yes, you are once again in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, on tonight, as I'm always do, I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God in the presence of my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth the word of God very shortly on tonight. I'm asking our listeners, if you would please pray with me at this time, because we serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. It is in his name we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you that you're not like man. We thank you that you have all power in your hands. You sit high, you look low. You cannot lie, you cannot fail, you cannot change. So we are grateful on tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Norman King and his entire family, and every faithful doer of your word all over the land. We all stand in need of forgiveness of our sins, because we thank you that we can come through your Son, Jesus Christ, and be forgiven of our sins, because your word lets us know that we all have sinned and come short of your glory. Even those that are being access to the kingdom of God, we can also fall into sin, so we thank you that we can come through your Son, Jesus Christ, and be forgiven of our sins and our transgressions. We ask you to do it again for us in the name of Jesus Christ on tonight, so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. That way we can move forward in fulfilling our God purpose in the earth for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us. We know we don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, continue to move by your Spirit. We know that you are the chief physician who has never lost a patient. We know that you're still working miracles, signs, and wonders, even on today. But we lift up all those that are all over the land that are sick and afflicted. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus. And we also lift up the bereaved on tonight. Comfort and strengthen each one of them. You know what they stand in need of. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would move by your Spirit, even in their hour of bereavement. Let them know that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we want to lift up everyone that may be listening on tonight that do not know your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, that something will be said through your word, through your man of God on tonight. That will touch their hearts, that they too will open their own mouth and confess their sins and ask your Son, Jesus Christ, to come into their hearts and save them, even on tonight, that you'll be glorified through them is our prayer in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we pray that you will help us to decrease so that you may increase in us, that you alone will be glorified. Continue to bless each listener. Grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, we do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, I am not ashamed of the one who saved my soul. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. It's personal. I am not ashamed of the one who saved my soul, and that is our Lord and Savior, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King, Jesus Christ. I am so grateful that he saved my soul on today. I want to bring forth one announcement before I bring forth Pastor Norman King. No, it's really two short announcements. I want to first thank God. He is really blessing this worldwide platform, this ministry. I want to thank each and every listener on Blog Talk Radio that faithfully tunes in. I want to also thank God for all those that are on Instagram, all the listeners and followers on Instagram, and also all the listeners and followers on Snapchat. I don't take this lightly. This is God's doing. And I just want to give God the glory, honor, and praise for what he's doing. This ministry is reaching out to people all over the world in all different forms of media, of social media. So I just give God the glory for it. I know it's not me. It's God working through this ministry that he's being, the word of God is being heard all over the land through different forms of media, social media, and I just give God the glory for it. I'm asking all listeners, God has blessed me to have another website that you can order my books. You can go to this website and see the different books that the Lord has blessed me to write. And I have a new book that's coming out very soon, hopefully by February, if not sooner. The new book is titled, Is God on Instagram? Finding Faith on Social Media is a Guide for Teens and Young Adults. This book will be coming out very soon. Again, my upcoming book is titled, Is God on Instagram? Finding Faith on Social Media, a Guide for Teens and Young Adults. So you can also go to my website, which is www.jamesbrown1558.wixsite. That's wixsite.com/internet-radio-host. Once again, that website, www.jamesbrown1558.wixsite. That's wixsite.com/internet-radio-host. You can go to that website and you can see all the books that the Lord has blessed me to write that's available now. You can go on there and click on the book, and you can go right to Amazon and order the books. And these books are great for spiritual tools for Sunday school classes, Bible study groups, for all forms of church-based ministries, and also for universities that are faith-based ministries that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You can order these books for great; they're great for conferences. So I urge you to go to the website and let the Lord lead you and guide you to whatever books that you desire to order. You can go right to Amazon and order them from there. So I just give God the glory and honor and praise for what he's doing in my life. So I'm going to come do a short music break, and I'm going to come back, and we're going to yield the mic right over to my first cousin, Pastor Norman King, who is standing by to bring forth God's word once again on tonight. So I pray, because we do have a lot of listeners, not only on Blog Talk Radio, but we have them on Instagram. We have them on Snapchat. So I'm asking all listeners, get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready to to follow along with Pastor Norman King following this music break, so you can follow along with him as we go through God's word together on tonight. Enjoy the music break. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. That was a musical version of Pray For Me. Aren't you glad that our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our soon coming King, he even prayed for us? Aren't you grateful on tonight? I know that I am. I just want to say before Pastor Norman King comes on with the word for tonight, you do not want to hang up your phone. Do not go off the internet. After he concludes with the message on tonight, he have a closing song that he's going to minister to us with after he do the message. But for those that missed out on this past Thursday night, I had a Christian comedian on the show. And for those of you all that do not know, every now and then, we need to learn how to laugh and relax in the Lord. So I had a Christian comedian from Atlanta, Georgia, Brother Christian Frazier, was on this past Thursday night. And he had us laughing like crazy on this Thursday night. Again, you can always go to the website and pull up last Thursday night's show and listen to him as he had us laughing, and that you can get a laugh too, because we need to, as Christians, we need to learn how to laugh and relax more so that we can move forward and do what God has called us to do for his glory. So now I turn the mic over to my cousin, first cousin, Pastor Norman King, pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministry located in Greensboro, North Carolina. Pastor Norman King, I yield the mic to you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. I am so humbly grateful for the privilege and another opportunity to give God the glory. For, as Jesus said in John 15, without him, we can't do nothing. And I am fully aware of that. Tried it purposely and not purposely, or not on purpose. I think that's what you're supposed to say it. But I've learned that I can't do nothing without God. But I also know what Paul said in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And I've learned, you know, as we get older in age and it just older on this faith walk, we come to understand more. You know, when we're younger, we think we know, but we find out the older we get how much we don't know, apart from Jesus Christ, what I'm trying to say. He has a way sometimes when we not, here again, I'm going to say not on purpose, or sometimes when we get above ourselves, not on purpose, he got a way of showing us how he can allow our mind not to even remember anything. And then you left them blank. Then you just have to bow down and humble yourself before him and say, Lord, forgive me for what I just done. And I know even more so that I can't do anything without you. But tonight, this word that the Lord has given me is predicated on something that I witnessed a few days ago. And it just raised up in my spirit that I had to grab a young person in Christ and away from all of the chaos and speak this word into his life. Amen. But anyway, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, who's our Lord and our Savior, our Redeemer, our Lord, our Savior, our everything. And some people say our all is our all. I thank you for all of that. And I thank you for this platform in which you have ordained me to be a part of. I've grown so much since I've been ministering on this platform, and I thank you for it. And I just pray to strengthen Brother James, my cousin, as he continues to stay humble and allow you to complete right away as you lead and guide him through all of the endeavors in which he has experienced and that he's going through experience as he continues being obedient to his call. We thank you for your listeners. You know who they are. I don't. I pray, Father God, that they will humble themselves in the midst of your presence and they allow their minds to be at ease and be at peace, and that they may not hear me, but they hear you, that they will allow the Holy Spirit, Father God, to minister to them, to meet whatever it is that they are in dire need of tonight. We pray for the bereaved all over the world. We pray, Father God, for those that are so hurt tonight. We pray for those that are is going through something with their family all over. We know the devil knows he don't have much time, so we're not going to say any more right now, but we're going to give you praise, honor, and glory. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen. And as I was saying, something that happened, it was Wednesday, and I saw this young guy, 23 years old, love the Lord, get stirred up. And I saw an outburst. And the Lord had my holy ears and my holy eyes to be able to observe but not say anything. But he allowed me and this guy to cross paths in the parking lot. Actually, I could not leave. I know we both got off at work at the same time, but there's no way I can leave without ministering because, as Jeremiah said, I had the fire on the inside that was not letting me have no peace until I abort that which was ordained by him. And I allowed the Holy Spirit to speak. And my topic tonight is recognize who you are. Amen. We need to recognize who we are. Amen. And the scripture, I'm going to come back to how everything first come, but let me give our scripture for this so we can line up everything accordingly. Our key scripture tonight is 1 Corinthians 10:13, which that's one of my favorites. I learned that when I was a baby in Christ, and I held on to it because it's real. I mean, all of God's word is awesome, but you know, we got our personal favorites, amen. But this one here, it's 1 Corinthians 10:13, where it says, there had no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that where you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it. I'm going to read this in the Amplified Bible. Bear with me. Amplified kind of blows it up, and this is what it says in Amplified. Saints, in 1 Corinthians 10:13, it says, for no temptation, no trial regarded as enticing to sin, no matter how it comes or where it leads, has overtaken you and laid hold on you that is not common to man. That is, no temptation or trial has come to you that is beyond human resistance and that is not adjusted and adapted and belonging to human experience, as such as man can bear. But God is faithful to his word and to his compassionate nature. And he can be trusted not to let you be tempted, come on somebody, and tried and assayed beyond your ability and strength of resistance and power to endure. But with the temptation, he will always also provide the way out, the means to escape, a landing place that ye, you may be capable and strong and powerful to bear up under patiently. Now, I'm so full. I am really so full tonight. I am. And I'm going to take my time because I got next week, Lord's willing. And, I, you know, what I don't, well, I'm not going to attempt to finish, but I will carry on a part two in this next week. Because I want to make sure that, that we get home with what I'm saying. That young man, I grab a hope to him. I want to lay hands on y'all. Come on, somebody, huh? But I laid the word on him.
well,
I laid the word on him. And I grab a hold to him and I shook him with the word. And the Holy Spirit said, let him know, recognize who you are. Don't worry about what was said, how it was said. None of that matters. But recognize who you are. That's my sermon topic tonight. Recognize who you are. God had me in the right place at the right time. To remind this young man, recognize who you are. And I know him enough that we have shared, you know, life experiences where I know he's the only child. He was raised up in church. Him, his mother, father, and him, he loved the Lord. But when we put our guard down, come on, y'all, then we allow. Mm-hmm. See, the Bible, see, in John 10:10, that has not changed. The devil come but to steal, kill, and destroy. That has not and will not change until Jesus comes. Come on, somebody. But Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So the first half of John 10:10, it says that, but the thief come but to steal, kill, and destroy. So the thief was all up on his brother. But I thank God that God had me in position to grab him and not leave that ground without allowing, here we go, y'all, not allowing the Holy Spirit to minister. Because, see, if Norman had said something, he would have messed it up. But I had to humble down and say, Lord Jesus, help me. I know the way I'm feeling. I'm supposed to say something, but let it not be me. Who is it? John the Baptist said, not that, what did it say? Let me see. That I be decreased and that you be increased. Amen. So I say, Lord, that I may be decreased and that you be increased. Amen. So as I minister here, I'm a fast forward. I'm come back to my message. Amen. I didn't see this young man from Wednesday until this morning. And this morning he come to me, y'all. Just to show how God confirms things, right? He came to me this morning. He said, Norman, he said, I am so glad that you approached me the way you approached me and with what you approached me with, because I wasn't thinking and I didn't grab a hold to it then until later on I had the time to think about if I hadn't responded the way my mind was thinking at the time. But I said, but the old folks said this way, that God got a ram in the bush. I was your ram in the bush. Amen. So, but it was so heavy on me because the Holy Spirit says, you got to do a message. And you got this platform coming up Saturday night. And use this topic recognize who you are and use 1 Corinthians 10:13 as your base scripture. Amen. Because I want to elaborate on some things and what was going on in this part of the Bible, amen, is that the children of Israel needed to be warned. And how many of y'all know that we in the same predicament now, that we need scriptures that warns us, amen. See, a lot of times, and I'm not being critical on nobody, this is what how God got me and doing me, that there's a time of warning, and we need to warn who? The people of God. Come on, because we got so much going on in the kingdom these days, so much. You got so many ministries mimicking the world. And if we're not here to mimic the world, Jesus said, if I be lifted, I'll draw all men unto me. And I want to just open up and give some foundational things with this message tonight. And this message is dealing with the warning example of Israel, because they needed security. We need security, amen, because some ways about how we're walking, we got things twisted. So bear with me as I lay a foundation before I get into the meat of this message. The security of the believer is one of the greatest doctrines of Scripture. Now, unfortunately, the doctrine has too often been preached and taught with an inadequate understanding of the doctrine and to the neglect of warnings of Scripture. See, there was a time that like John the Baptist, fire and brimstone, and there's some people do a lot of fire and brimstone now. And what I'm saying is, and it's not just a fire and brimstone, but we need messages that give us warning sometimes, because there's so much, we going through so much. Amen. And no matter what you're going through, we got to keep God in the middle. Amen. We got to praise him anyway. Amen. Don't matter what you're going through. But here's the children of Israel. Okay. The result has been tragic, okay? Two of the greatest problems facing the church today are those of false security and overconfidence. Just bear with me. I want to teach you a little bit tonight, y'all. But Scripture is clear. A person may think and say he is saved, but he may be wrong. Saying and thinking do not make a person safe and secure in Christ. Saying and thinking are not the reality or the evidence of salvation. Amen. A person may be, here we go now, a person may be baptized and belong to a church, but baptism and membership in the church do not make a person safe and secure in Christ. Another point, a person may partake of the Lord's Supper or sacrament, and think he is thereby safe. Here we go, y'all. And secure in Christ. But partaking of the bread and wine do not make a person safe and secure in Christ. I'm trying to take my time. Because, see, these are things that's going on in the body. And no one, I'm not critically saying no one, but it's not being addressed as much as it should be, for the sake of losing numbers and losing members, amen? My other point is, a person may sense the presence of a supernatural being or be greatly gifted and very active in the church, but it is not these things that makes a person safe. Here we go again, y'all, safe and secure in Christ. Excuse me. And see, this was the problem with the Corinthian believers. And here we go, y'all. Paul was addressing this back then, and this very same thing needs to be what? Addressed today. All of these things were true of them. Talking about the Corinthians, amen. And the Corinthians, they felt safe and secured in Christ. But they were wrong, and they needed to be strongly warned lest they be doomed. It's just like mama saying, this is going to hurt me more than it hurts you. I did not understand that until I got older. And I thank God that she did that the way she did it. And that's why God's word needs to be preached, amen, to the body of believers, especially in a time like this, because so much is going on. The Christian believer is in a race for the incorruptible crown. The crown of life is not given to a person on a silver platter. Can I get a witness? Huh? A person must run to win the race. Run in what? Discipline. Denying himself and straining to control his life for Christ. Hear me now, y'all. We got to run, amen, to win this race. I'm going to repeat this. We got to run in what? Discipline. And the key is we got to deny ourselves and strain to control your life for Christ. Amen. If he does not so run, he will become a castaway. Come on, somebody, huh? Amen. You look, and it says it in 1 Corinthians 9:27 for reference. Amen. This passage enforces the point. Paul uses a nation of Israel as a prime example. Amen. And we can say the very same thing today. Amen. If any people ever felt safe and secure, Israel did. Yet, come on, people. Yet, the people perished in the wilderness outside the promised land. Believers who felt safe and secure are warned by the example of Israel. Think about it. These people who knew God, God had delivered them so many times in the past, and yet they didn't make it in. Amen. And that's the reason why I feel strongly that we are in a time, people, God. We are in a time right now that we got to send forth the warnings because of these things that's going on within the body of Christ. Amen. And the thing of it is, sometimes we allow our burdens, our trials, and our tribulations and our circumstances weigh us down. I want to tell you tonight that it doesn't matter what you're going through. You got to train your spirit to praise God anyway. You got to get up. Amen. You got to get up, and you got to get and stay connected with genuine believers. Amen. Because temptation is out there. The point is on unequivocal receiving. In other words, we got to receive this warning. I want you to receive this warning tonight. Amen. The things that happen to the believers of Israel are examples and warnings to us. And we must heed for three reasons. We must heed, y'all. The end or climax of the world age has come upon us. Yeah. That's why we got so much killings and all these things going on, because there is not the church got to be consecrated. Come on, y'all. We got to be set apart for God. Amen. We got to allow the Holy Spirit complete reign. Amen. Since Christ, believers are living in the last age or period of human history. We got to acknowledge that. We are living in the last age. Amen. This simply means that Jesus Christ is the final revelation of God. Amen. The only way God will ever deal with men again, men must now approach God by faith in Christ. Amen. Because it doesn't matter what you're going through. Amen. You got to praise him anyhow. And what happens sometimes, we're not able to praise him while we're going through our storms of life because we're not connected with genuine believers. We're connected with some believers, but we connected with some of them who are straddling the fence. Come on. Let me call it like it is, y'all. We are connected with Christians who's still trying to, let me say it this way. They are building up their soul, man, and their spirit is starving. Amen. So this age is what is known as the age of grace. Grace being the way God now deals with men. Amen. Therefore, since we are living in the last age, we must heed the warning example of Israel. That's why it's so important to reflect to God's word and bring it where it's relevant to the now. And here we got a case where Paul is addressing the examples of children of Israel to the Corinthians. Here it is tonight. I'm sharing these examples to you all, amen, that we may be aware that we need to be, that we need to recognize who we are, amen, and don't allow, you see, don't allow people to say who you are, or you hear me, church, or allow the circumstances of life to weigh you down, because no temptation to seize you except that's what's common to man. That's our verse for tonight, amen. A person can fall, especially if he begins to think that he stands. Come on, y'all. I said a while ago that without Jesus, we can't do nothing. A person can fall, especially if he begins to think that he stands. That is, if he begins to feel safe and secure apart from Jesus Christ. Amen? Note the verse, for it is a straightforward warning that is usually neglected and ignored. See, there are a lot of verses of Scripture that the people of God neglects and that we ignore. You know why? Because it's stepping all on our feet. Amen? I'm going to go back to my mama saying, it's going to hurt me more than it hurts you. Amen. So Daddy had a saying that if I don't make you cry now, in other words, you're going to make them cry later if you don't discipline them in the way of the Lord. Amen? Amen?
Man, that's right.
And amen.
Amen.
And I'm just trying to share that we are in a time, people, God, that the church need to be warned because it's so much going on. And I don't want to, you know, just there's so much that we can turn on TVs and we see a lot of church programs on TV and we see so much world involved in it. You got bishops and all of them, you know, drinking wine and all this kind of stuff, amen, and so casually, amen. Come on, y'all. That ain't right. That's why so much havoc is going on, because you're trying to mingle, amen. See, we need to put Jesus in the middle, y'all. Come on, somebody, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm just trying to say something here, y'all. There is no way to escape temptation. But to escape temptation, the believer must know three great truths. Amen. All temptation is common to man. That's what the word says in 1 Corinthians 10:13. All temptation is common to man. Regardless, recognize who you are. Come on. You got to recognize who you are. No matter what temptation come upon you, it's common to man. But don't lose sight of what? Who you are. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:21, this is what it says. For he has made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And that's my point, y'all. When I say recognize who you are, that's who you are. You are the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. Amen? That's who you are. Amen? So don't let people say that you're anywhere different, but not just only that. But you personally have got to come in contact of who you are. I'm going to read it again. 2 Corinthians 5:21. It says, for he had made him to be sin for us. Talking about Jesus. Who knew no sin? Why? That we, talking about us, might be made the righteousness of God in him. Amen? Romans 8:31 says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? And the Message Bible says this way. So what do you think? With God on your side like this, how can we lose? Come on, y'all. Huh? If God's on your side, how can you lose? Amen? You can't. But we got to stay in contact with who we are. Recognize who you are. Amen? Another verse, one of my favorites, is 1 John 4:4. I'm going to read it in a different translation, but listen. My dear children, you come from God. You come from God. I'm going to say it again. You come from God and belong to God. Remember the word says that he knew you before you was in your mother's womb? That means you come from God. And not only do you come from God, you belong to God. You have already won a big victory over those false teachers. Come on, y'all. See, there's a pretense and there's a post tense. So when you understand this beforehand, it doesn't matter what you're going through in this life. You already know where you come from. And you know who you belong to. And you know that you've already won a big victory over those false teachers. For the spirit in you is far stronger than anything in the world. See, we got to learn how to encourage ourselves. And encourage yourselves, recognize who you are. Amen? Period. And in verse 5 says, these people belong to the Christ-denying world. The Christ-denying, those other folks, they believe to the Christ-denying world. They talk the world language, and the world eats it up. Come on, y'all. But we, that's us, but we come from God, and we belong to God. Anyone who knows God understands us and listens. See, that's why it's so important to be around genuine believers. Because, see, it doesn't matter where you go in the United States or in the world. If there's somebody who knows who they are in God, amen, when you begin to allow the Holy Spirit to speak through you, the Holy Spirit of them is going to make a bear witness with what you're saying. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
And the person has nothing to do with it, they ain't got nothing to do with it. Because it's God's will operating inside of us. Amen? See, the word means, we're talking about human temptation, y'all, that falls to the lot of man. Amen? See, we got these human temptations that come upon us, and then all of us are common to it. But how you deal with it is based upon your relationship with God. Amen? And this is an amazing promise. Think about it. No temptation is superhuman. No temptation is so unique beyond man's capacity to handle. Amen? Every single temptation that attacks the believer is common to all men. Amen? All men face the same temptation. But the difference is who you recognize with. Come on, right? Who you say you are. Who's living inside you. That makes a difference. Amen? And this means a wonderful thing. So some men have already overcome it. Amen. Because some of you who I'm speaking to have overcome because you have grown past certain milk. The Bible talks about sincere milk of the word. Amen. So we're talking about my warning tonight is to get you back in line where you're supposed to be. And that you may remember that in the midst of all what you're going through, God is faithful. Amen.
Yes.
When it says God is faithful, what they're saying that he limits the temptation. All temptation is common, but because you are in Christ, God is faithful, he limits the temptation. He does not allow a temptation to confront a believer that is too enticing. Come on, somebody, huh? Good God Almighty, huh? I'm saying it again. See, with the temptation, our God is faithful because he limits the temptation. Amen. He does not allow a temptation to confront a believer that is too appealing, too satisfying, too self-exalted. I told somebody the other day, I said, you could be in the midst of a storm. Come on. You could be out there doing down the wrong road. But I like what David says, if you delight yourself in him, he shall give you the desires of your heart. So you could be down, about ready to commit, already got everything in place to commit to sin. But because in your heart, your desire not to do it is giving God some fuel to step in and change the whole course. Come on, y'all. See, God knows what we can bear, people, God, and how much we can bear. God knows everything, right? Therefore, he limits every single temptation within our limits, what? To overcome it. I'm talking like that you recognize who you are. I don't care what you're going through. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter who said, whatever. I want to pound tonight that you recognize who you are. In other words, don't get sidetracked. Remember, Satan His mission has not changed. John 10:10, he come but to steal, kill, and destroy. But remember, God is faithful. 1 Corinthians 1:9 says, God is faithful by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. God is so awesome, y'all. Amen. And we got Deuteronomy 7:9. That's what it says. It said, know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him. Don't you love him tonight? Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yeah.
With
yes,
them
Lord.
That love him. It's not done, y'all. And keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. In other words, indefinitely. Amen. Is that all right, church? We got to continue.
Amen.
Now, 2 Chronicles 16:9 says this. It says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro. Good God Almighty. For the eyes of the Lord runs to and fro throughout the whole earth. What? To show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. So if you are in a downward mode tonight, have the spirit of resilience. Be able to rebound, to recoil quickly. Get up. Amen. Get yourself back in line. Recognize. See, this message is coming down tonight. It's to pound you that you may recognize who you are. Amen. God provides, my brothers and sisters, a way to escape. He always make an escape route. And this is to encourage somebody. Doesn't matter what you're going through, what valley you're in, what hole you're in. Always have faith and know I'm in this right now, but God got me. Amen? Because I remember what it says in 1 Corinthians 10:13. It says God provides a way to escape. He always make an escape route. Even though you don't see it in the natural, you got to see it in the spirit. I don't care what you're going through, how cloudy it may seem, you got to see it in the spirit because revelation always comes before manifestation. It's not manifestation first. It got to be revelation. So God will show you the revelation. Amen. He always give us the strength and energy to what? To walk through or over the temptation or else to turn and flee from. Sometimes you got to run. Run, run, run. You got to run sometimes. You got to run. You got to run.
Jesus.
Amen. You can't be sitting here, amen, especially when you know you ain't where you should be. Come on, y'all. But you're so trying. Oh, you're so trying to do right. And you know it when you get weak like that. Run. I mean, sometimes you literally got to run. Just run. And while you're running, be talking to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Or you got to be like some of the old folks say, help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Come on, huh? I'm going to say again, there have no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But remember this, but God is faithful,
yes,
who will not suffer, the word suffer, the King James means allow, who will not allow you to be tempted above that what you are able, but will, with the temptation, also make a way of escape. That ye may be able to bear it. I want to say to the Lord, thank God. Amen. In Revelation 3:21 says, to him that overcometh. Now, that's you. You got to say it personally. Say, this is me. But look what the word says. To him that overcometh will I grant, to God Almighty, to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, come on, Jesus, and am set down with my Father in his throne. Come on, people, God. Amen. Now, I love the word of God. In Proverbs 15:19 says this way, the way of the righteous is made plain. And see, once you get embedded in this, come on, y'all, and once you acknowledge that I can't do this without him, and once you stay in contact with knowing who you are, and that's you recognize who you are, that I am the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. Amen? That's who I am. That's who I am, period. Recognize who you are. Amen. Other words, don't get sidetracked. Remember where your help come from. Amen. And no matter what you're going through, keep God in the middle. You going through, keep God in the middle. You going through, praise him anyway. And if you seem like you can't at that moment in your life, that's why it's so important to have, I always tell folks, at least have one person that you can confide in. If you got a whole lot of them, have one person that you, when you're going through your valley, say, let me take the same example. I call my cousin James all the time. Amen. I call him all, he called me all the time. Amen. And I share things with him, I don't share nobody else. Come on, somebody. Amen. Have you a confidant, not a constituent. Come on, y'all. Not a comrade, but have you a confidant. I see a confidant is there thick and thin. A constituent is only there when everything appears to be okay, but when the going gets rough, they gone. And a comrade is just jacked up and flow up. So have you a what? Confidant. Amen? Have you a confidant? Praise God. Now, I want to thank God because I'm going to conclude this message. I'm not really sure, Cousin James. I may come back to part two, but I'll let you know. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and say, Lord, I thank you for this night and what you have allowed me to do to minister your word to your people. I give you all the praise, honor, and the glory. And the people who receive your word, I pray that they apply it to their lives. And I want to say it again. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Here's our song.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I want to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh, yeah. I'm the music major.
Tears rolling down your face. Does your heart feel like it's gold gray? And your earth feels like it's on the shade. And you take it all that you can't take. Realize it got somewhere to run. Don't worry about what you're going through. Instead of worrying, here's what you can do. Praise them anyway. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You just praise them anyway. Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm just like you. Cut me, I'll go bleed. I got one just as well as I can eat. I've been hungry and not had no food to eat. And been knocked down as soon as I got on my feet. Lord, it was you that helped me understand. And it was you that never let go of my hand. I promise that I'll always give you praise. No matter what this world brings my way. Praise you anyway.
So it doesn't matter what you're going through. Keep God in the middle. Amen. I'll turn it over to you, Cousin James. God bless you. Have a smile upon
Amen. Praise the Lord, Pastor Norman King. You just heard Pastor Norman King, my first cousin. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. Pastor Norman King, I want you to know that I already have you down for part two for next Saturday, the conclusion of the whole matter regarding this message title on tonight, because I know you're not finished with it. There's more meat on that bone, so we want to get all the meat off that bone. I want the listeners to be go down and you share this message with all your friends and loved ones and let them know. They can go to my website, blogtalkradio.com/servantsambassadorsvessels. If they did not get the message for tonight, they can get the message for tonight so they'd be ready for part two on next Saturday night. That's what I love about this ministry and this platform. They're all kept in archives. So if you missed it, you can always go back and get something that you did not receive. So next week, Pastor Norman King will be bringing forth part two of Recognize Who You Are. So you want to make sure you tune in and be blessed by the conclusion of the whole matter regarding Recognize Who You Are. And who knows, he may have a part three to this. We don't know how the Lord is going to move. But we just thank God for the way he's moving right now. And this word was for somebody on tonight. You need to recognize who you are in Jesus Christ. Not your mother, not your brother, not your pastor, but who you are. It's personal. It's in a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Recognize who you are. So it's good to know that your family are saved. It's good to know that your bishop is saved, your mother and father. But you need to recognize who you are in Christ Jesus. That's what this message is talking about on tonight. So right now we're going to close out in prayer. I'm asking our listeners again, please make sure you tune in next Saturday night to hear part two of this message. We have a special guest on next Thursday night. My special guest is none other than Prophetess Virgilia Hazel. She will be ministering to us in song. Her new release is titled Great Is Your Name. Someone needs to put your Great Is Your Name is prophesied by Prophetess Virgilia Hazel. She will be sharing her testimony, and she will be answering questions, and she will be sharing her newest release on next Thursday night. So you want to tune in and be blessed by that as well. So we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Again, Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for who you are. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and our soon coming King. We thank you for his great sacrifice on the cross for us through the shedding of his precious, sinless, priceless blood on the cross for me and every faithful doer of your word, everyone that has called on the name of Jesus Christ and confessed him as our risen Lord and Savior. We thank you, Lord, that he is our risen Savior. And we thank you, Lord, that we who have confessed our sins in the name of Jesus and we are saved in his name, and Father, we can come through Jesus Christ and be forgiven of all of our sins and our transgressions, because, again, your word lets us know that we all have sinned and come short of your glory. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word that has gone forth on tonight through Pastor Norman King. We pray, Lord, that your word has been received and they have been received in love, and that those that have tuned in on tonight, they will share the word about this ministry, that they will let others know about tonight's message so they can go back and hear it. They can be caught up for next week so they can be prepared to receive the part two on next week, on next Saturday, of this message. Recognize who you are in Christ Jesus. So now, Lord, we just give you glory, honor, and praise to every listener. We thank you for every listener and every one that's sharing the word about this ministry, that others continue to be blessed by your word. We thank you, Lord, that you know who they are. You know what they stand in need of. And Father, we bless your name on tonight. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. For we know that there is none like you. We thank you that you are in full control at all times. Heavenly Father, we love you. We love you, Heavenly Father. We ask now that you will move by your Spirit on tomorrow in every door that's going to be open in your Son, Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, and ask that you will move by your Spirit, Heavenly Father, that you will touch those that are going to be listening upon the word that's going to be going forth, that everyone that is not saved in Jesus' name will have an opportunity to open up their own mouth, confess the Lord Jesus Christ, and be asked to be saved in his name, even after hearing your word on tomorrow in every door that's going to be open in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord, that you will move by your Spirit on tomorrow through your word, Heavenly Father, that should there be any listeners, Heavenly Father, that have gone astray, that your word will draw them back to you on tomorrow, and that those that are hearing your word on tomorrow and every door that's open in Jesus' name on tomorrow, for every doer of your word, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we ask that you will continue to strengthen us, increase us more and more as we continue to be faithful doers of your word, is our prayer, and that you will have your way on tomorrow. Heavenly Father, that you alone will be glorified, is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. All those that are trusting and agreeing with this prayer say amen. Know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to remember that I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
You